always pilot.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Can We Add Arnie? Much like an Arnie cardboard cutout, we are really, really too big.
Yeah, we're in the new studio. We've got the cardboard cutout.
Yep.
It is humongous.
You'll be able to see some videos on our Patreon, but we did get the cardboard cutout. It is way too big, and unfortunately, it is crutch level to my eyes, or
How
eye level
think
to
I
my
feel?
Crutch.
Wait. I'm closest to it.
If you look left too aggressively, you're getting some balls in your face.
Yeah, I am. It's just jutting out.
Yeah, we are in the new studio, but we're kicking off with a great, great movie today. Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, one of the all-time greats. A lot of people would say that this was the best Star Wars movie.
Yeah, I agree
and
with
I
that.
And I would agree. It had everything. It had a twist. Mm-hmm. It had snow.
Yep.
Aliens.
Yep.
The first proper lightsaber battle, actually.
That's true. Because that first one in episode 4 is sad.
Piss weak.
Yeah.
It's an old man going up against a... Yeah, it's just terrible. But yeah, it's the first time we actually get to see a really cool lightsaber battle.
That's true. And we see the lightsaber used like a ton of times in this movie, which is great.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, I agree. I did like Return of the Jedi as a kid, but then you kind of grow out of it.
Yeah, there's a lot in Empire Strikes Back.
Yes.
I always loved the Imperial Walkers, AT-ATs.
Yep, very cool.
Or as George Lucas calls them, and I think he's wrong.
What does he call them?
AT-ATs.
Oh, because they look like cats?
No, they're just called AT-ATs.
Are they really called AT-ATs?
That's what he labeled them as AT-ATs.
This is like the guy that created the GIF,
Yeah, and everyone's he's like, it's called GIF. It's like, well, we're going to call it GIF.
It's a GIF, mate. It's a G. And he's like, no, but I'm telling you. It's like, shut up, old man. And then he died. Of course, we are doing this episode because of the success after our first Star Wars special. Everyone seemed to enjoy it. They said, do another one. And we said, yeah, we will.
In a year.
And here we are. May the June be with you. No, I think we're still in May.
We are. We were meant to do this one on May the 4th, and we got lazy.
Oh, well, we're trying to set up a brand new studio over here. And also, I had to wash my hair.
And that took several weeks.
Several.
So.
Yes.
Synopsis. The Empire Strikes Back. Let's dive into it with the synopsis to kick things off. Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back. I don't believe this wasn't actually directed by George Lucas.
No.
It was written by him.
Yeah.
But I think there was
a lot of writers actually on it as well.
Yeah, because he didn't realize how intense it was all going to be when he did the first one.
And also he had like action figures to model. That's all he cared about.
It's true. It's been a cash cow for him.
Yeah.
The Empire Strikes Back. The rebels flee their base on Hoth after an Imperial attack.
With AT-ATs.
Luke trains with Yoda on Dagobah while Han and Leia are captured in Cloud City.
That's right.
Han is frozen in carbonite and Luke confronts Vader, who reveals he is Luke's father. Spoiler. The heroes escape and vow to rescue Han and fight on. That is what happens.
That's pretty much every plot point. Yep, cool. Yeah. Nailed it.
Yeah, it just didn't feel... ChatGPT's gotten worse, is what I'm trying to say.
I blame the people using it.
You're right. I didn't put in the right question prompts.
Yeah, but you just said, give me the worst synopsis ever. And I said, sure.
Yeah, and it did. It delivered.
Critics and audience
it would have to be. If I was to predict anything,
yeah, you're pretty good at this.
I would say 93.
Okay, I'm gonna go 96% critics and 94% audience.
Okay, you ready for this?
I am very ready.
Your Wi-Fi is quite slow. It's loading. Okay. This is progress, but it's gonna take us a while, so we might have to pad for a
Should
bit.
We talk about like what we plan to do on the weekend or
what was your first Star Wars experience sexually?
Sexually.
Doesn't matter. We were out here.
Damn it.
Okay.
So and the story.
What did you say for your... I predicted 93 from the critics.
I can't remember. What did you say? What is it?
93.
93.
And the audience score 97.
I think I was pretty close to that.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be the other way around, but...
Banging movie.
Yeah, great movie. But you know what? Could always be improved. Let's try and hit
Arnold
that 100.
Schwarzenegger. Now, what we do need to do, Alan, is pull a character from the suggestions.
I had that character. It is an angry New York worker... Enough said. I want to kick it off right with the Tauntauns. These are those weird creatures.
Oh, actually? Uh-oh. It's pronounced Tauntaun.
Oh, Tauntaun, sorry. I thought it was Tauntaun.
No, you're right. It's in between. It's like a hybrid.
Tauntaun. Anyway, bloody, you're taking up a Tauntaun of time on this. So I want to do Arnie as the Tauntaun farmer.
Yeah.
Who's going, where's my Tauntaun?
Okay.
When they get back to the base.
Dibs Han Solo.
You can have it. I want Arnie. I always do. guys, you made it back. I'm so happy for you. Luke, oh, you don't look so good.
Hey, kid.
Hey.
He's unconscious.
Yeah, no, he doesn't look great at all. No.
No, he's
Han, how are you? You all right?
I'm all right.
Anyone else with you? Is that just you two?
Just me.
Yeah? Because you got rescued, but I thought...
We got picked up by a snow speeder, so that's why there's no Tauntaun.
Oh, so it's on a separate one? Okay, I'll wait at the door.
Listen,
you probably couldn't fit on the speeder.
Hey, kid.
You seem tired.
You're going to be waiting a long time.
Okay, on foot. Yeah, okay. Cool, because I love my Tauntauns. No. Before you tell me anything else, I want to let you know that when you went out there and said, I got to look for Luke, I said, take my best Tauntaun. This Tauntaun was the best man at my wedding. I love this Tauntaun so much.
Oh,
he's practically a family member. And so I said, take him. He's the most reliable. He's the fastest. And he's my family. He'll look after you. So continue, bud. Continue. Where is the other Tauntaun?
Okay. This is going to be a lot harder now.
I don't know how. Listen. Oh, wait. Oh, no. That's just a random bunch of rebels. I thought, do we call ourselves rebels?
I guess we do, because we are the rebellion.
Oh, cool. Good call. Okay. Cool. Oh, wait. Oh, no. I just thought it was the ship again with my Tauntaun. Go on. Tell your story.
So what? What was this Tauntaun's name?
This Tauntaun? Oh, yeah. Jeremy.
And what's your name?
Me?
Jeremy. Is your name also?
No, Jeremy is my Tauntaun. You should remember that, of course. I'm Arnie.
Okay,
listen,
kid.
What? Oh, no, it's just a more bunch of stupid rebels. I'm starting
Jeremy isn't coming back.
Excuse me? What? What?
So... You know how there's a lot of them wampas out there in their snow caves?
Many wampas.
That's Luke was in a wampa cave and...
Oh, no.
Well, the wampa killed his Tauntaun.
What?
Yeah, this is...
Alan? Oh, no. I gave him my second best Tauntaun, Alan.
Yeah, so the...
So Alan's dead?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I can't believe I only have one Tauntaun left.
It ate him.
Oh, no.
The wampa ate Alan.
So Alan's gone.
Yeah.
So I've only got Jeremy now?
Well, see, no, here's the thing, kid.
Because I gave Jeremy to you to borrow.
As I'm standing there, and I'm trying to set up the tent.
To keep everyone warm.
Jezza.
Including Jeremy, my Tauntaun.
Definitely was enough room for a Tauntaun.
Definitely.
He makes a weird noise, kind of like a...
Oh, my God. It sounded just like Jeremy. It's like he's here. Wait, is he? Oh, no.
That was me.
Oh.
And Jeremy just falls over.
Oh, no.
And it looked like he was dead.
No.
And I'm going, oh, my gosh.
It looked like he was dead, but he was alive.
Well, see now.
Because sometimes they just get cold and just kind of go a little bit sleepy.
Oh, like a hibernation.
Yeah.
Well, I removed all doubt.
Oh, wow.
Because the priority was Luke.
And
I didn't want Luke to make a weird noise and fall over in the snow.
No, because
he wouldn't have made it. So
no.
I grabbed Luke's lightsaber.
It's just you said removed all doubt. And I'm just curious because how would you remove all doubt?
It's a good story.
Okay.
And so then I grabbed Luke's lightsaber. I said to Luke, I said, hey, kid, don't you worry. I'm going to get you warm, kid. I grab your lightsaber and I turn it on.
What are you doing with that? And waving, flagging me down.
This is where the whole removed all doubt comes in. Because I kind of cut open Jeremy's belly. And
no!
And his guts spill out.
Oh, I bet it smelled pretty bad.
Yeah, and I went, oh, I thought these things smelled bad on the outside.
But
anyway, the steaming hot guts, I shoved Luke inside of Jeremy.
In my dead friend Jeremy, yes.
So that he could stay warm.
Cool.
So here's a great poetic way of looking at this.
Okay.
Jeremy died to keep the rebellion alive.
That is kind of beautiful. But I'm pretty sure Jeremy was part of the Empire.
Here's his dark carcass, so you can do with it what you want.
Oh, hey, Jeremy. I don't want it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be a waste for it to just rot.
Yeah, it's pretty gross looking.
We could fry it up.
It smells pretty bad. I wouldn't eat that. They're not good eating.
I mean, it's been kept fresh.
No, I wouldn't.
The whole planet's a freezer.
I'm good. Okay. All right, I'm going to let you go now. I got to do a bit of mourning. Princess Leia's looking for you anyway.
Oh, that sexy bitch.
Oh, Han. Han never changed. Well, maybe just a little.
Hey, I don't want to walk there.
Okay.
Can I have a Tauntaun?
No, absolutely not. You can't be trusted with my Tauntauns. I got none left. Perfect. I think that's exactly how that scene would have gone. The right amount of awkward.
Do you think that Han would be misogynistic like that?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Okay. He reeks of that energy.
He does, yeah. Yeah. He does.
I think we've got to do Arnie as Vader again like we did in the first Star Wars one.
Of course.
But in the scene, I want to do... It's like a 45-second scene.
But so impactful.
It stayed with me forever. It's the first time we meet Boba Fett.
Which is funny because, like you said, it's only like a 45-second scene and people went ballistic over seeing Boba Fett.
Well, you see all these different creatures as well, but like they've got nothing else happens with them because there's a bunch of bounty hunters and Vader's like giving them instructions to find the Millennium Falcon.
There's a lizard called Bosk.
Oh, yeah, Bosk.
That's what the lizard's name is.
And the rest are all no names, but they pop up in random like Clone Wars.
One of them's
and stuff.
A droid.
Yes.
And his name, I think it's like IG... couple of numbers.
Okay.
And then I'm about to nerd up this place, eh?
You already have.
And then you've got dude who looks kind of Middle Eastern because he's got like a turban that wraps around it. Yes. His name is
Alan.
No, his name's Dengar.
Well, anyway,
might have got Bosk and Dengar mixed up.
No, Bosk is the alien reptile guy.
Okay, so it is Dengar. Yeah. So there you go.
I don't want to do the scene anymore.
Oh, man. Did I take all the wind out of the sails of the scene? Okay.
No, but I want to do Vader giving the bounty hunters instructions. At one point, he does say, like, I want no disintegration, so I reckon that's going to fall into it at some point as well.
Yeah.
And yeah, let's try and get some characters randomly in here. Let's do it.
Who would you like to be?
I think I'll be Vader.
Okay.
Arnie Vader.
Okay, guys. Okay, have we got my collection of bounty hunters?
Lord Vader, I have a collection of bounty hunters ready to meet
you. Fantastic. Are they all the ones standing up there on a weird gallery kind of thing?
They are. Look at this one's toes.
I can see his toes. All right, I'm ready to meet them now.
Okay, Lord Vader, I'd like to introduce you to, first of all, meet Boba Fett.
Oh, wow. Cool. Look at your helmet. Yeah, nice to meet you. I'm Lord Vader, or you can call me Lord Darth Vader, or Vades. What's up, Vades? You know, whatever you want to do.
Kia ora, Vades.
Ah, kia ora. Yes, from the land of the long white cloud. Yes.
My name's Boba Fett.
Yeah, okay, cool. You're a bounty hunter.
My father was Jango Fett.
Oh, I think I know him. A friend of mine cut his head off, crazy. Anyway. Yeah,
Mace Windu.
Yeah,
Mace
that
Windu
guy.
Killed my father.
I killed Mace Windu.
You.
Kinda.
I'd like to shake your hand.
Oh, well, that's cool.
I appreciate
Put
that.
Put it in there, man.
Yeah,
what an honor. That was sick. I like it. By the way, the rest of the bounty hunters, stick around. But you're not going to have much work later on. I've got a good connection with this guy.
You hear that, pussies?
Yeah, good. You got him good. Quick rules for everyone, but we're looking for the Millennium Falcon. It's a big piece of shit spaceship. It goes pretty fast, but it can like outrun people on certain runs and things. I don't know the exact quote. We're looking for...
12 past 6.
Okay, you're becoming my least favorite now. Don't cut me off, all right?
No, I'm just saying.
I want the people on board.
It did the... Kessel run in 12 passes.
I don't give a shit, all right? I'm trying to talk to all the bounty hunters now. You're getting into my least favorite, okay? Middle Eastern guy, you're becoming my top guy now.
Sorry, bro.
Yeah. Oh, okay, all right. Stop interrupting me. There's like so many other creatures I want to talk to. What's this reptile man?
This is Bosk.
Hello, Bosk. Do you speak English?
There's nothing.
Cool. I'm going to talk to this droid thing now. Okay, goodbye. Hey, droid guy. How are you?
Hello, I am IG-74. Death to humans.
Oh, not all humans. Make that clear. Just the ones I pay you to kill.
Which one do you want me to kill?
Oh, none. I want you to capture them. They're on Cloud City, I think.
I will capture and disintegrate.
Yeah. Them. No, wait. What?
I will capture and disintegrate them.
Oh, non-disintegration.
I will capture and... take them to immigration.
Sure. I'm going to not talk to you anymore either.
I will capture them and take them to the regurgitation plant.
Oh, regurgitator, great band. Goodbye.
I will capture them.
I'm going to quickly talk to Boba Fett for a second
and show you my imitation.
No. Of what?
Regurgitator.
Okay. We can't afford the songs. But I'm curious.
I will get powering down.
Hey, Boba, quick one.
Yes,
hey.
Yes, my lord.
I noticed they're all a bit weird, so you've gone back to my favorite, so that's
Have
good news for you.
Have you spoken to Dengar yet?
I don't know who that is.
He's the Middle Eastern one.
Oh, cool. Yeah, no, I'll talk to him soon. Anyway, so I just thought that, you know, no disintegrations, and we're going to totally put people in carbonite, and it's going to be a fun time, but I just need you to be my right
Powering
hand
Powering up.
Oh, no, this guy.
I will capture them and put them in carbonara.
No, carbonara. That's delicious, but that's not going to help preserve anyone. Little bits of cheese and bacon and pasta.
Powering down.
Oh, this guy is giving me the shits. All right, so Boba, what we're going to do is put him in carbonite and we'll, you know, and then that's all good, right?
As long as I get paid, that's all that matters.
Oh, yeah, how do you want to get paid, by the way? I'm assuming New Zealand dollars?
No, the currency's worthless. Bounty bars.
Bounty bars.
I will capture them, take them to carbonara, and you pay me in delicious bounty bars.
Allahu Akbar, you didn't speak to me.
Okay, yes, hello. So you got everything clear, no disintegration, and capture everyone, you're good with that?
No.
Oh, we got a real stalemate, huh? All right, well, you didn't have a lot to add, so I'm just going to go to our last bounty hunter. Hey, Mac Tonight.
When that clock strikes 6:30, hey.
He's got a crescent moon
I'll
head.
Get your Han Solo
and he loves McDonald's.
Burning bright.
Hey.
At McDonald's. It's Mac Tonight. Come on, capture Han Solo with Mac Tonight. Yeah.
Good luck. Bye, everyone. See you later. I'm going to quickly talk to my officer as you all leave. Bye. See ya. Yeah, you're right. What a bunch of scum. Perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Okay, so this movie is the first introduction to Yoda.
Yes, of course.
He starts out as this annoying little alien on Dagobah.
Yeah, very cute, but...
And then turns out to be a Jedi Master.
Mm-hmm. And as an awesome way of speaking.
Yeah, backwards.
Yeah.
In a way.
Why is that? Stroke.
There actually was
a reason. Stroke.
It was a stroke. You're right. He had serious health problems.
Yeah.
Degenerative brain disease.
He was like 900 years old or something, wasn't he?
He was, yeah.
No, but what was it? Why did he talk like that? Like, it makes no sense.
I know why they made him talk like that in the movie.
Why?
But George Lucas said that he wanted Yoda to talk that way because it meant that people actually listened more intently to what he said.
That's true.
Because if the words were ordered differently, they go, oh, this isn't normal speech patterns. I better tune in.
Yep, true. And everyone leaning in going, what is he saying?
It was Frank Oz, the puppeteer, right, who did him?
Sure.
Pretty certain it was.
Okay.
There's so many different scenes. Like that whole scene in Yoda's hut,
yep,
is actually on a stage that's got a puppeteer underneath it. And Luke, Mark Hamill, gets bitten by a snake in that scene.
Legitimately
got bitten by a snake because there were real snakes on the set. Like, he's moving snakes if you watch the movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Poor Mark Hamill. Having to work with puppets and snakes?
Gross.
That's not good. So you want to add Arnie into this scene?
I love the idea of Arnie landing or crashing his X-Wing into the swamp on Dagobah.
Okay.
And then meeting Yoda for the first time.
Okay, cool. I feel like you've got a better Yoda than me, so I think I'm going to do Arnie again.
We all know you have the better Arnie in the room.
Do I?
You do.
Atu, are you okay? Atu? Okay, I'm looking at my computer. This was not a good landing. Han Solo's right. I am a terrible pilot. Mondays, am I right? Couldn't get any worse. Okay, I could do with some kind words now, R2. Build me, pick me up a little. You always know just what to say. Well, anyway, we're going to find this Jedi Master that old Ben Kenobi sent me to find.
Ben Kenobi?
What? Oh, wow. Hello, who are you?
Master Jedi you look for?
Yes, that's what I said, but you're saying back weirdly to me.
Weirdly talk I do.
Yeah, okay. Do you know where Yoda is, the Jedi Master?
Yoda?
Yeah.
You seek Yoda.
Yeah, you're hard to understand. Yes, so Yoda?
Yoda.
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 Okay, this is starting to give me the shits. Do you know where Yoda lives, you creepy bastard?
Master Jedi he is.
That's what I said. Is there an echo in here?
We will get to Yoda time pending.
Okay, so what do we do in the meantime?
Get to know each other, we will.
Oh, I feel like I know enough, to be honest. You're a creepy little green man with big ears.
Creepy I am not.
Okay.
Many things I have seen.
Name one thing of interest.
Clone Wars I was in.
Got me. Hook, line, sinker, baby. Tell me a story about the Clone Wars, weird creature.
Master Dooku was Sith. I fight Dooku he chop Anakin Skywalker's arm off.
Anakin Skywalker? Skywalker's my last name. Anakin, I think that's my daddy. Anakin. You knew my daddy?
I know your daddy.
Wow. Now you give me an answer. Where is Yoda? Also, we should probably talk more about my dad. You just kind of glossed over that. You kind of got my interest.
Let me tell you a story about your dad.
Yeah. I knew him as daddy. Well, actually, to be honest with you, I didn't know him as daddy at all.
Very powerful in the force he was.
Oh, cool.
Strong.
That's what I want to be.
Wielder of lightsaber, yes.
That's what I want to be. Look at my lightsaber.
You have much to learn with the force.
I thought it was pretty good. Check this chick out. Pretty good.
My arm, you have hurt.
Just a little bit there. Don't worry about it. It's no big deal.
No big deal.
I got plenty of cuts all over me. Look at me. I'm cut up real bad.
Okay.
I keep trying to do this whirly trick and it gets me every time. Watch. This is why I need a Jedi
much
Master.
What training you need?
Yeah, no shit. That's why I'm looking for Yoda.
I am Yoda.
What?
Yoda is me.
You're Yoda? Why didn't you just come out and say that?
I needed to see that you weren't selling me telemarketing.
Oh, I was going to as well, but we can do that later, I guess.
I don't need any more Tupperware, I don't.
Everyone says that until they can't find the right lid for the right thing, and then, guess what? Fixes that problem. More Tupperware, baby!
The force I will teach you, I will.
Are you going to do it in a real clear and concise way? Unlike, every conversation we've had so far?
You hop on back, I will.
What?
And then you jump.
I hop on your back?
And then you lift the starfighter out of the swamp.
Oh, nah, that sounds hard. I don't think I can do that.
Take you to my hut, I will.
Okay.
Sleep, I must.
Okay. I don't have a good feeling about this. I'm just going to meditate and
so
try.
So lonely I am.
I can tell.
Need partner, I do.
Oh, cool.
Long time no sex it's been.
Okay, just going to get R2-D2 to send out a quick little distress call. Just in case things don't go well.
Hold my hand, you will?
Oh, no. Okay, it's a claw hand.
Your father, I know well.
All right, now you got my attention again. That's how I'd get him every time.
So were you insinuating that Yoda slept with Anakin?
I don't think they slept.
No.
Not with all the sex. A scene that I feel like we have to do, it's like the scene, right? It's Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker, that fight. And the moment, of course, which is, I am your father. That moment.
Huge moment.
Now, I don't think we should just do that moment. Like, you know, it's like, we're just going to swap out Arnie. It's kind of like, I'd like to do it from a different perspective.
Okay.
We haven't introduced our character yet. The suggestion.
Angry New Yorker.
Angry New York worker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always in a rush.
Always in a rush. Always working hard. So I would like to do them watching the fight take place. From like a, I don't know, maybe they're cleaning in that area. Because it's like in a big kind of shop.
It's a city.
Yeah, and they're like fixing up stuff. So maybe they're just watching the fight while they're working.
Yeah.
Watching it all transpire in front of them while they're doing it. So I'd like to do that scene. I'm sure Arnie will find his way in at some point, as will many other characters, I'm sure. So let's do it. All right, guys, come on. We got to keep working up here. We got to keep walking. All right, here we go. All right, guys, we got Louis, you here?
Louis here. I speak to myself in third person.
Okay, Louis. Well, hey, Louis. Look, we got to fix up the bolts here on the top bridge because it's getting a little bit flimsy. You know, this is a cloud city.
Hey,
we got to keep the city. Yeah,
boss.
Yeah.
Boss.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say, what's going on down there? I'm assuming that's a lightsaber.
It's a lightsaber.
They're having to go at each other.
He's got a blue lightsaber. He's got a red lightsaber. What's this all about, eh?
Should we call the big boss?
I don't want to bother the big boss
just
yet.
No, I'm going to get
the big boss. You're going to get the big boss?
I'm going to call him.
Because we can't work like this.
Well, what do we have here?
Yo, Lando, it's me.
It's me, Lando Calrissian.
Yeah, you're so cool, Lando. Hey, we're currently fixing up the top bridge network, connecting up to make sure we have better 5G, because it turns out there's no 5G in Alan's house, so we're just making it a little bit better here on the bridge. And we're just noticing a couple people fighting down there.
That would be our new boss.
Which one's the boss, the blue lightsaber or the red lightsaber?
The red one.
The red one's breaking a lot of shit down there, bud, so I don't know if he's the boss.
I made a deal.
And you made a deal?
I made a deal with
A deal?
I made a deal with the Empire.
What's the deal? He can break all our shit?
Basically, I am no longer the boss of Cloud City.
Oh, then why am I calling you?
Well, I am the boss.
Uh-huh.
I'm like a shadow boss. Look, I can get my other boss to talk to you if you want.
Who's your other boss?
Let me get him over here.
Okay, you get him over here, all right? I'll wait. Hello?
Hello.
Who's this?
That's your boss.
Okay, you're Lando's boss.
Yeah, I'm Lando's
Therefore,
boss.
Therefore, my boss.
We're a new level of middle management.
Okay, so what's
so
your name?
So pretty much how it works is, is you've got Lando.
Yeah.
And then you've got me.
Yeah,
I'm like a lieutenant.
You're the boss of Lando.
In the Empire.
And so you're the boss of me. Okay,
and then
you got to
go up a couple of other chains.
And is that the guy with the red sword
and
down
there?
And
then you've got the guy with the red sword.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense then. So we're just curious, like, because we're just trying to fix things up, and which, you know, obviously we're working pretty hard here, boss. And I'm looking down, and this guy's breaking all the shit. He just cut his hand off. Yeah. That's...
Was that him?
Yeah, I think that was him. It was
wow.
a pretty loud scream.
That
wait,
really
wait,
carried.
Wait. Can I put you on hold for a second? They're saying a lot of stuff, and he looks very upset.
Of course. Put me on hold.
That's not true. That's impossible.
Search your heart. You know it to be true.
Yo, don't listen to him.
What?
Don't listen. I don't know if they can hear me down up here. I don't know what's going on down there.
Hey, it looks like the black guy's getting his phone.
Yeah.
He's calling somebody.
Okay, I'll pick it up. Hello?
Is this the man that is yelling at me?
Yeah, that guy just jumped off the ledge. What's going on down there?
I was in a workplace dispute.
I can see that. Did you say you're his dad?
Yes.
And you cut his hand off?
Yes.
Louis, we'll get back in a second, all right? Just enjoy your sub, all right? Take five. Jesus.
Are you
I've never
guys...
seen a man so hard to work before in my life. Jesus.
Are you guys having meatball subs?
He's having a meatball sub. I've got a tuna, but I'm just waiting until lunchtime.
I'd love to come up and have
no,
meatball
I don't
subs.
Know if we want you up here, man. You got it's a long way up. Just quickly, but that guy fell down. He cut his hand off. He fell down. That's your son?
That was my son.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The force is strong.
Not anymore. He's dead, I'm pretty sure. Louis, can you see him?
No,
down there?
Boss, I can't see nothing down there.
Is he falling down a shaft?
I think he might have fallen a shaft.
He's falling down a shaft.
At least.
He's down a shaft? Shaft's a fun word to say. He's down a shaft. His hand's down another shaft, and his light sword's probably down
Silence.
Another shaft. Oh, sorry. Yep. All right.
What is it that you do here?
Oh, we mainly just do a lot of, like, fixing up stuff and that. You know, we're probably going to have a whole day's worth of work when we get down to your level.
Try a day and a half.
You smashed a window pretty good. And
two.
Aw, man.
There's a few you haven't seen.
Why are you smashing stuff? I thought we were on the same team.
Sometimes a father needs to discipline his son.
And by cutting his hand off and throwing him down. Yeah, I know. I got kids.
Hello, I'm still on the phone.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, hello. Hello? Who's this?
Hey, it's me, your boss.
No, I'm talking to your boss.
You're talking to Vader.
Let me conference you guys all through, and I'll just sit back and listen to you guys have a quick chat. Don't mind me. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Yes, it is me, Vader.
Yeah, I'll take it. Can I get my tuna in the... Yeah, just... Yeah.
As I was saying...
Yeah, I want the tuna and the sub, okay?
I have taken care of the problem.
That meatball smells good, Louis. I think you've done good with the meatball. It's a good choice, yeah.
I do not think Luke Skywalker will be bothering us anymore.
Oh, well, that's great. I'm really proud of you.
Sorry, just interrupt. Which one's Luke?
Luke is the guy, is Darth Vader's son.
I thought he was the boss. I'm so confused.
No, I am the boss.
I've got Skywalker on my sheet for admin. Is he not, do I not report to a Skywalker?
No, don't conference him in.
I can conference him in. I'm just going to conference him in. Beep, 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 beep.
Ah!
And I conference him out. He seems to be in a bit of pain. Oh, because he's the one that fell down the shaft.
Because I chopped his hand off.
You chopped his hand
off.
Do
I need to be on this call?
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to sit back and get my tuna happening, all right? You guys continue. Sort this all out, all right?
Okay, Vader, we've taken charge of Cloud City. Lando is now under our control. We're not going to be having any more problems from those city little grunts that pull apart droids.
Excellent. I am very proud of your work. Goodbye.
Okay, bye. See ya. All right, guys. Can we get back to work now? Is that all good? Is there not going
to
be any more sword fights?
You can get back to work, of course. I'll put you back onto your other bus.
Which bus?
Well, what have we here?
Ah, long time no chat, Lando. What's going on? Where are you?
So, anyway, I'm just about to collect an old friend.
What does that mean?
I'm just flying around in my Lemon Falcon.
Your what?
My Millennium Falcon.
It sounded like you said Lemon Falcon.
No, I definitely didn't say that.
I might need you to get a cleanup crew down to Antenna 5. There seems to be a man hanging there without a hand.
Without a hand? Oh, I saw that guy. He fell. Yeah, in the shaft.
Would you know how he happened to lose his hand?
Yeah, his dad cut it off. His
dad cut it off?
Yeah, dad.
That is some good fathering. That was the most unhinged way to end.
Yes.
And I loved it.
I think that concludes another episode of Can We Add Arnie?
The Star Wars special.
The Star Wars special.
We promise we won't take 12 months between it. The next special for
Star We're going to take 11 months.
Yeah. So we get back on schedule.
Return of the Jedi, baby. 11 months worth of wait. Of course, if you have enjoyed this podcast, there is a number of ways you can support us. Our Patreon. Jump on our Facebook group as well, the Arnieverse.
Yes, we'd love to hear your suggestions for movies that you want to do. Obviously, one of them was Fast and the Furious that we did recently. Someone also recommended Shallow Hal. We did that.
Yeah, why?
I don't know. Yeah. There's plenty of out there. I feel like I just had a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm not okay.
There's plenty of out there.
Plenty out there.
There is plenty of out there. Thank you for listening, watching, and being.
Curious you were. Subscribe you must.
Perfect.
Sex I need.